the revelation of the book Revelation, part 29. I'm Professor Hannes Rellinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the one that we are using for our study right now, the two keys to the book of Revelation, I would urge you to get it. It's a thick book, A4, a large book, nearly 800 pages, 35 years of my life in research in that book. Its equivalent does not exist in the world. It doesn't. Should you require any information or have a question, contact Pastor Rika, my wife, at 0722-367-124, that's +27, our WhatsApp number, international code, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, all small letters continuously. If this is the first time that you are going to participate in the study, you are utmost welcome. But I urge you to go to part one and start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel to receive all the different notifications, also of our TikTok messages. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible ready, a pen and a writing pad. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people or groups: any Messianic group, Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement. We're not part of the Jehovah Witness or the Seventh-day Adventist churches. Instead, we are not affiliated to any denomination, church organization in the world. We are only an end-time Bible study group functioning throughout the world from South Africa. We are mainly using the ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible according to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham in 1860. This is one of the oldest Hebrew/English Bibles you can ever lay your hands on. It's not available in any bookshops in the world. I have a couple of copies available. In this Bible, the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim HaShem. The name Lord was originally Yaffa. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. We do not refer to ourselves as Christians, but as Yahvist, according to 1 Peter 4 verse 16, in the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the precious name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. We're going to continue where we left off last week. Yahweh Almighty has changed the times and the seasons. Now, this dream of Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar, is very important for the study of the book of Revelation as we continue. Very, very important. Verse 19. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision, when Daniel blessed the Elohim of heavens. He says, whenever we as part of the bride of Yahushua must endure troubling times, we find that Yahweh our Father, through the Ruach HaKodesh, will work in miraculous miracles for us. Hallelujah. He's always there for us. We as earthly fathers will never let our children suffer unnecessarily. I don't think we will. Not if you are a caring father. And the same with Yahweh, our Elohim. He will always provide in our needs, and He will always keep and save and guide us through the Ruach HaKodesh. Then Daniel blessed the Elohim of heavens. Yes, Daniel knew the Hebrew. Elohim will not let him and his three friends down to perish. Yahweh our Elohim have never been too late. He's always on time. Blessed be the name of the Almighty. Daniel answered, that's verse 20. Daniel answers and says, blessed be the name of Yahweh Almighty forever and ever. Hallelujah. You know that the word hallelujah, and it's not J A H on the end, it's Y A H, hallelujah. Hallelujah is a Hebrew word, they use it in most of the Hebrew songs. Hallelujah, it means praise unto Yah, Yah, the end. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Yah, the Elohim of Israel, forever and ever. For wisdom and might are His. Again, we today in 2024, and also shout, hallelujah, blessed be the name of Yah, our Elohim. Only Yah Almighty can remove kings, verse 24. And He changed the times and the seasons. Only the Creator of heaven and earth can do these things. He changed the times and the seasons. You will see I'm quite warmly dressed. Why? Because in South Africa it is winter, like you can't believe. Even here in the studio it's quite cold. It's the time of the season. We're living in seasons. So do we also have seasons in our spiritual lives? There's a season that we are on a high, and then we find a season that we are a bit lower. And you might experience a season where you are quite low. But in every one of the seasons that we go through, Yahshua will always provide through Yahshua our Elohim and the Ruach HaKodesh for us to be able to make it to the other side. He has wisdom. He changed the seasons. He changed the times and the seasons. He can change every time, any problematic situation He can change. Every sickness He can heal. Yahshua is there for us. He says, call upon the name. What name? N-A-M-E. The name, Yahshua. Only the Creator of heaven and earth can do these things. Hallelujah. He removed kings and set up kings. Although we want to believe it or not, Yahweh Elohim, in all His wisdom, set up kings and nations to rule the nations of the world. And we, as part of the bride of Yahshua, we have our eyes focused on the King of Kings and the Master of all Masters, Yahshua. He giveth wisdom unto the wise. We are what we are caused because of Him. We are what we are because of Him. It's not through our own deeds and works. It is grace upon grace. The other day I said, I don't know if it was in this study or one of the other studies that I'm busy with, that grace has a name. Did you know that? Grace has a name. G-R-A-C-E. Grace. The name of grace is actually Yahshua. Yahshua is grace. Without Yahshua, the word grace would have had no meaning, would have had no real understanding, would have had no purpose, real purpose. But because of Yahshua, He today is grace. And I'm so glad we are living in the time of grace today. Because He is the Creator of heaven and earth, nothing in this world is unknown to Him. You can't hide anything from the Father. He is up to date. He knows everything. Even your thoughts, before you think them, He already knew. Only Yah Almighty knows what is in the darkness. Here, that's verse 22. He revealed the deep and the secret things. Because He is Yah Almighty, no secret can be hidden from Him. What a privilege to worship the Creator of heaven and earth. He's not an Elohim, in brackets, a God that's sitting up there somewhere in the seventh heaven on it. No. The Bible says He lives within us. My soul's dimension, from my eyebrows to the top of my soul's dimension. He sits on the throne of my heart, not my heart. My soul's dimension. And He rules my life. He He speaks to us through the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. He reveals deep things and secrets. Isn't it wonderful? I'm so glad I can speak to my Father and He knows every secret. He knows every move the devil is going to make. And has given us authority over demons and evil spirits and Satan through the blood of Yahshua, which was shed on Calvary's hill. Hallelujah. He knoweth what is in the darkness. In the darkness He know what is happening. They can try to work things in darkness. He knows about it. And this is what makes Him Elohim, the great creator. And sometimes you will look at these New Age people and they think they're so wise and so clever, the NIR, New Apostolic Reformation people. They think they are so wonderful and wise. And everything that they plan, He already knows. And He says, which is it's work in the dark, He exposed it in the light. In the light of His glory and His grace. Hallelujah. What a privilege. And the light dwelleth with Him. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name. He, Yahweh El Elohim. Hallelujah. He's also the truth, the light, and the way. He works through His Son. He's the Father, the creator of heaven and earth. He creates Him, the Son, who became the light, the truth, and the way. Hallelujah. In the following four scriptures, Yahweh our Elohim will make the secrets known unto Daniel in the very same way. Yahweh our Elohim, in this 21st century, is busy to reveal the sealed secrets and the figurative speech in the book of Daniel in Revelation, and it's revealing it to the bride of Yahshua. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that we are part of the bride of Yahshua. And we're living in the age of the revelation word. He's revealing the secrets unto the bride of Yahshua. He's revealing it. Are you part of the bride of Yahshua? If you don't understand the names as I am pronouncing it, go to my website and see. Well, you will most probably will get notifications if you have subscribed about what is your God's name. There also we are start moving into deeper waters. Very interesting. Daniel will now give the explanation. Verse 23, I thank thee and praise thee, O thou Yahweh Almighty, of my fathers. Now when he says of my fathers, it actually means of my four. Look at my hand. My forefathers. He doesn't have fathers. Daniel had a father. But he says of my fathers. So the moment that you see he's referring in plural fathers, it means forefathers, the prophets of old, before him. I thank thee and praise thee, O Yahweh, Almighty of my forefathers. What I found in the scripture is the fact that Daniel did not start his conversation with the king by boasting about his abilities, his education, and all his qualifications. No. He started praising Yahweh Almighty, the Elohim of his forefathers. And we in your prayer life, I said it before, that prayer is a way of conversation. We don't need to fall on our face and lay on our face. We can, the Bible says we must raise holy hands. The moment that you raise your hands, your eyes stirs up. Turn your eyes upon Yahshua. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Hallelujah. So what happens? He's praising Yahweh about the abilities that He has granted him. He knows that out of Himself, That's Daniel. He can't do anything. But being an instrument of worship, standing in the truth, not making a compromise with Satan or these pagan gods, rituals, and worshipping, standing in the truth, in the light, knowing the way, Yahushua. He knows him from the time of his forefathers. He says, "Who has given me wisdom and might?" Immediately Daniel acknowledged that his abilities are not his own doing, but is a gift from Elohim, which were granted to him. One of the things that I teach my students is when we pray, when you start to pray, you don't just fall in and you, "Father, give me this, Father, do this, Father, give me this." No, you first start to praise, to acknowledge His greatness, address Him in His kingly names. Be humble before Him. And then we can start asking. A father and a son knows each other. There's a relationship. And what is prayer? Prayer is a conversation. It's building a relationship. I can remember when my son Niklas, when he was a youngster, today he's 45, 40, 46 years old, nearly 47. I can remember when he was a youngster, we just about did everything together. Whenever he participated in sport, he was quite a good sportsman, athlete. Whenever there was a gathering, a sports gathering, we were there. And so my daughter as well. So we built a relationship. And that's why today we have a relationship. As a father and a son, and my daughter and a daughter and a father and a mother. It's not something that just drops out of heaven. It's something that you've got to work on. Something that I have to work on as a person. And this is what Daniel is doing here. The moment that he comes before the king, he don't boast about himself and his abilities. He is humble. He's humble. "Who has given me the wisdom and the might?" So he gives Yahweh all the glory before the king. He's not afraid that the king may hear that he is, that he's, I want to say in our terms today in the 21st century, that we are born again. We are not afraid to tell people or show people that we are born again through water and the Ruach HaKodesh in the name of Yahushua to the remission of our sins. Acts 2 verse 36 to 41. As part of the bride of Yahushua, we need to always start our prayer or our conversation with Yahweh our Elohim in this very same manner. We first need to praise Him for what He has done, and then we can start with our humble request. "And He has made unto me known what we desire of Thee." Still we find that Daniel is acknowledging Yahweh, the Creator of heaven and earth, for a revelation he received. This confirms the fact that Daniel had a relationship with Yahweh, his Elohim, Yahweh the Almighty. He had a relationship. He is no stranger. And this is where we need to be in this 21st century. We need to be on the spot where when we are having a conversation with Yahweh, we should not be strangers. There should not be any separation. If we have a relationship, then we will have a way of communicating to the Father, the Son, and the Ruach HaKodesh. For Thou hast made known unto us the King's matter. According to this last part of the scripture, it's evident that Daniel was convinced he knew all the right answers. What does the Bible say? He says, just open your mouth and I would lay the words of wisdom in that. Hallelujah. He will bless you with wisdom. I can remember when we were youngsters, 16, 17 years old, when we had a colored communion where we used to go on a Saturday and held open air meetings. That's where we learned to preach. And the prostitutes would sit there and the drunkards would sit there. And we would preach to them. Oh, and sometimes, you know, you are so eager and full of fire. And you will say something that afterwards one of our other brothers or sisters will come and say, you said this or you said this, but it doesn't matter. And then sinners will come to repentance. And that is how Yaffa is building his kingdom. It's not how we say it. It's we are saying something. We are doing something for the kingdom of Yaffa. And you know what? And I'm actually mentioning this here because he will not let you astray. Even if you make a mistake, he's there to pull you through, to hold your hand. I know the interpretation, verse 24. Therefore Daniel went unto Arioch, who the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. What? Yes, King Nebuchadnezzar ordered that all the wise men in Babylon be killed. Now we find that Daniel is having a conversation with Arioch. He went and said this unto him. Daniel is pleading with Arioch. Destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Not to execute the wise men of Babylon now. Don't do it now. Bring me in before the king. I like a man and a woman with an authority, with a backbone, which say, I might not have all the abilities, but I am willing to stand before the king and to address him. I will intercede for these other people, although they are Gentiles. I will intercede for them. I will stand before the king. Bring me before the king. Daniel's request to appear before the king of Babylon. Why? And I will show unto the king the interpretation. He's so convinced. On this day, Daniel didn't know anything. But he knows that Yaffa will not let him astray. He will not let him down. And I want to say, it doesn't matter what we do. If we are born again of water and the Ruach, and we walk in faith and in holiness every day of our life, he will foresee in every need. Just take a leap of faith. Put your foot on the water. That's what Peter done. When Yahushua said, get out of the boat, come. Come walk with me on water. He got out of the boat and Peter started walking on the water. And I think Yahushua walked backwards. It's like a father teaching his little baby to walk. We did it. As Nikki was coming near there, he walked backwards so he can walk a bit further, ready to catch him if he wants to fall. And by the time that Peter looked back to the boat, and there was a boat way back, he realized that he was walking on the sea. The moment that he took his eyes off Yahushua, looking back to the boat, Although the word says we're not to look back in our past, but we need to stretch and touch what is new. Hallelujah. The moment that he took his eyes off Yahashua, he was ready to sink. The moment that he was busy sinking, Yahweh was there to pull him up. How wonderful. We need to keep our eyes upon Yahashua. And he will take us through every situation. Even walking on water. There's a metaphor. This is figurative speech. If we can stand in faith, believing Yahweh for a miracle in our own lives, we don't need to worry about signs and miracles, signs, wonders and miracles. When a sinner comes to repentance, the Bible says there is no bigger miracle in the world than when a sinner repents unto Yahashua. I know a man you can give the interpretation. Then Ariel brought in Daniel before the king and haste and said thus unto him. Now we understand that Daniel is coming before the king. He's brought before the king. Now Arioch is speaking to the king. I have found a man of the captives of Judah. The prince Arioch informs the king Nebuchadnezzar that he's found a person from the tribe of Judah with the abilities to give the interpretation of the dream. That will make known unto the king the interpretation. He will reveal to the king the interpretation of his dream. Through the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, we are in the position where Yahweh in his wisdom can reveal unto us whatever he wants. All depends on where we are in our spiritual lives. The closer we are in walking in faith, the more chance we have for Yahweh to reveal to us something wonderful. Verse 26. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, that was his Babylonian name. In this scripture you find that Daniel's name was changed to Belshazzar, which is a Babylonian name and not a Hebrew name. Therefore we find all these different Bible translations throughout the world. So I often, it need to be changed to suit the agnostics' view of this global New World Babylonian religion. As Daniel's name was changed to Belshazzar, so today a lot of scriptures has changed in the Bible. Did you know between the 1611 King James Bible and the New King James, there are more than 9,000 scriptural changes? What? More than 9,000 scriptural changes. Why? Because the 1611 Bible was translated from the Tectus Receptus text of Desiderius Erasmus in 1522. And the New King James in 1881 was translated from the Nestle Alam text, which was Westcott and Hodge text. They were two Roman Catholic priests, who were actually doctors, PhD doctors, and they used the codexes. Codex means it's made corrupt and changed. Codex Alexandrius, Codex Sinaiticus, Codex Leningradus, Codex Vaticanus, Codex Sinaiticus. That's your five codexes that they use to translate the New King, the Nestle Aland text. And from the Nestle Aland text, the New King James Bible was translated. And since 1881, apart from our 1933 Afrikaans Bible in English, there was never ever a Bible written again in the Tectus Receptus text, which originate from the Lusianic Byzantine text of the 2nd century. Today, the United Bible Federation and your Roman Catholic Bible Federation, they control the world when it comes to Bible translations. All translations must happen through the Nestle Aland text, the Westcott or North Korea text. You can go on the internet and you can go and research it yourself. Art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I had seen? After reading this part of the scripture, I find that the uncertainty in the voice of the king. Can you make the dream known to me? Can you give me the interpretation? You are from the tribe of Judah. You are an alien in Babylon. All my wise men and fortune tellers and astrologists, they haven't got a clue. Not one of them have got a clue. You, an Israelite, a Hebrew man, are you going to tell me what I need to know? And you will give me the interpretation thereof? Are you sure you're going to give me the right interpretation? Next week we will see how Daniel is going to address the king and give him the interpretation, and then he's going to make a statement. He will say that my Elohim can reveal any secret. And I will say, there's a chorus that said, it is no secret what Yahushua can do. What he's done for others, he can do for you. If it's Father's will, till next week, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.